Joining us to get the show underway this afternoon, the head coach of football at the University of Maine, Jordan Stevens, joins us on this National Signing Day. Jordan, a good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How's it feel, your first National Signing Day?
It's great. You know, I'm excited about this class, excited about the guys that obviously we had here in early signing day back in December, and then being able to really add some other pieces on this signing day, and I'm excited.
Well, it's a very impressive-looking group. I had a chance to watch some of the highlights there, and it looks like you got a good mix of guys on both sides of the football and some special teams guys as well.
Yeah, really excited about the group of men we're bringing in here. Got a good group of defenders, guys up front, on both sides of the ball, and then certainly addressed some pieces for the future as well.
So what were you looking for as head coach? What kind of a guy is Jordan Stevens looking for to fit into the Black Bear program and the climate that you're creating there?
I mean, first thing, we have to have guys here that love football. And when I talk about loving football to all the players here and to these recruits, it's loving football in the months of January, February, March, in the summer months of June and July. That's when we find out if guys really love football. And a lot of that's just talking to their high school coaches, talking to the people in their communities at their high schools, and making sure that they have a commitment to the weight room. They have a commitment to improving and getting better all year long, whether that's playing another sport or if that's training. How dedicated are they throughout that time? And that's really what we're looking for with all the guys we're bringing in.
Obviously, you're a guy who had success as a high school player in Maine and then at the university as well. So I know you always want to get the best Maine high school players into the program. And you've got an impressive group of Mainers in this class.
Yeah, we're excited about the group. I think, they each, bring a different piece that can help us here. And, excited about, each one of them. And I was able to meet all their families. We had them up on campus, which was great. Just to get to know them and some their background. So excited about each one of those guys.
Looking at some of the other guys, we see some familiar towns and schools along the way. It's good to see another guy along with Sean Bowman from Bear, Delaware. Can you tell us a bit about this big defensive lineman, Elijah Alexander?
Yeah, Elijah, actually came up here in December for a visit, and we really just stayed with him, stuck with him throughout the dead period over the holidays, and then made a point to go see him the first day we were able to get back out. So we went down, saw him and his mom. So, we've had a relationship really for the past really 4 months, the staff, a lot of the guys that were here prior to me arriving. And he was probably the first recruit I called on my way driving north here to Orono when I got the job. So I definitely have had a consistent relationship with him, and excited about his skill set as a pass rusher.
Impressed with the look of this gigantic offensive lineman from Ashburn, Virginia, 6'8", 300 pounds. Tell us a bit about Sean Pozniak.
Yeah, Sean, really excited about him. I think, that was one we really competed on to get. He had a number of CAA offers, and and more recently took a visit to our rival New Hampshire, and then came here last weekend. So, during the snowstorm, that didn't scare him away. We were able to get him here, and he had a great visit, and we really spent some time with him and his high school coach, who I've known, just recruiting his high school for the past 7 years, and got to know his high school coach really well, and excited about the young man we're getting. He's a basketball player too, so you like that he has that athletic ability.
We're talking with Maine football coach Jordan Stevens here on Downtown. An impressive highlight reel from a linebacker you brought in from Pensgrove, New Jersey, Zion Cheeks.
Yeah, Zion, great kid. Has the whole school behind him. Coach Kite and I went to go see him at school after he committed this past week. And just impressive to see the impact he's had on his high school. I mean, the principal, vice principal, athletic directors, coaches, his mom, the family all there. They're just really excited to be a part of this Black Bear family and be a part of this university. he's a young man who had some FBS offers as well. But really, you know, our coaches here did a great job always staying in touch with him, and we're able to close him out.
Always got to have guys that can catch the football. Looks like Eric Dolmus from Guilford, Connecticut can do that and can run pretty well too.
Absolutely. And just speaking kind of back to you, one of your first questions about what are we looking for, and this is a guy that loves Maine football, you know, and wants to be here. And right from the start, when we were able to offer him, he was on board. So that was great to always have those guys that are, you know, that want to be here.
You got some transfers in as well. Tell us a little bit about the tight end you've brought in from Rutgers.
Yeah, Cooper Heisey, really liked this kid. I mean, he came up here with his dad. His dad's a great guy. His dad's involved in education as well. And he went to Rutgers as a quarterback. And they moved him to tight end. So he's really spent the last 3.5 years lifting, training, working as a tight end. So this is really his opportunity here at the University of Maine to get a shot at actually playing tight end. Obviously, he's done that in practice. He has had a ton of practice reps, but we're going to provide him the opportunity to get on the field and compete. And he's a mature guy who's going to bring a lot of leadership to our team.
And another transfer, a good-looking defensive back from Boston College, Aaron Gethers.
Yeah, Aaron, great kid. He's here now, actually, taking classes and getting going. So, you know, he had a previous relationship with Matt Arujo, our defensive coordinator, who was at Boston College 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago now, but was there with him and had a previous relationship. So excited to get him. Aaron, a big, fast defensive back that will do a great job for us.
Also very exciting, you announced some additions to the staff this week, and it looks like some very talented coaches, all with very interesting backgrounds too, Coach.
Yeah, and you know, I think the first thing we're looking for in coaches here is enthusiastic, uplifting, positive coaches who are going to develop great relationships with our players here. You know, we want to bring energy every day. We want to make sure we have guys that want to take Maine football to the next level and want to do that by investing in their position groups, investing in these players here, and developing them holistically. Coach Kugler, who's coming to us from Auburn University, played at Michigan, was the offensive line coach at Howard a number of years ago, has spent time at San Diego State as well, has ties to the Northeast. He went to high school in PA. So just really excited about him and his mentality. Coach Brian Anthony Murray played at Boston College, was a high school coach in Massachusetts for a number of years, then G8 at Cincinnati, was at Slippery Rock. They've had tremendous teams at Slippery Rock. They've been able to go to the deep into the playoffs in Division II. So, you know, he's coming here with a well-rounded background at a number of levels. So excited about him. And then, obviously, as you saw, we added a strength coach, a part of our staff, which has been a huge addition in our growth and development. And, you know, that's the phase we're in right now.
And so how close are you to having your staff put together completely?
Yeah, our staff is put together. You know, we're excited about all the guys that we have on staff here. So, you know, we're moving forward at this point. You know, still have some pieces even past signing day, which is pretty common to have be recruiting past signing day. So we'll be adding some more players over the spring. And so that's really kind of our mindset right now and getting going with our current players here.
And how much of the effort these days is involved, I'm sure quite a bit, in monitoring the transfer portal, not just your guys, but seeing what's out there for talent?
For sure. You know, that's a piece, you know, we're very mindful of and check daily, you know, try to get involved with guys that we have some type of connection or relationship with through our current players or coaches that we know at different schools. I think that's always the best practice, so we know the type of player that we're getting, the type of kid that we're getting here.
All right, I'm already looking forward to New Mexico, but I need a little Maine football before that. When does the spring season officially get underway?
Yeah, we're starting March 30th, which is a Wednesday. So we're really kind of going that last week of March, and then we'll finish up, I think it's the 22nd of April will be our spring game.
That That's fantastic. Well, Jordan, congratulations on what looks like a terrific recruiting class, exciting news on the coaching staff as well, and great job. Things full speed ahead for this upcoming Black Bear season. Appreciate you making some time for us, as always, this afternoon.
Thanks, Rich. Look forward to catching up again here soon.
You got it. Jordan Stevens, head coach of Black Bear football, with us here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you on the program by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. Exciting stuff there for Black Bear football on this National Signing Day.